HarperCollins presents The Cornish Cream Tea Bookshop by Cressida McLaughlin, read by B. Holland. Chapter 1. Ollie Spencer reached blindly for her mug of tea. She grabbed it and took a long swallow, barely noticing that it was still too hot to drink. Her eyes were locked on her phone, on the email that had just arrived, announcing itself with its usual gentle ping. From behind her, where she was sprawled on the sofa in their minuscule living room, her best friend Melissa said, "What is it? You've gone as white as the paintwork's supposed to be." Ollie cleared her throat and turned. That electronic ping, such a dainty noise, one she heard tens of times a day, had a big impact this time. It was a blaring klaxon, a brass band marching past the window, playing her favourite tune. As the words began to sink in, she felt a smile take over. "It's here." She held out her phone, even though Melissa wouldn't be able to read it from where she was. "They've paid out." Melissa pushed herself to sitting, her long dark hair falling over her shoulder.
"Seriously, it's actually arrived."
Ollie sat next to her, the sofa springs protesting beneath the worn cushion.
"It's real. It's a real, genuine thing that has happened. To me."
She sounded, felt, awestruck. £15,000.
"Hey!"
Melissa squeezed her arm. Her hand was almost unbearably hot in the middle of August in this tiny flat that never seemed to have any air, even when they opened all the windows.
"If you're feeling guilty, then stop. You're owed this. You couldn't work for months, and since then..."
She let her words trail away, because they both knew what the end of that sentence was. "I don't feel guilty." Ollie rubbed her shoulder, which still ached sometimes, as if the bones were grinding together. Her doctor had told her that in the autumn and winter, when it was cold and damp, was when she would feel it the most.
"I know it's right, I just..."
She waggled her phone.
"It's so much money." "Enough to do what we talked about and then some," Melissa said.
Ollie rested an arm along the back of the sofa, one leg dangling over the edge, settling in for a serious discussion.
"I'm moving to Cornwall," she said.
She'd meant it to come out as a question, one dripping with cynicism and scepticism, because wasn't it the most ridiculous idea? But for the last few weeks, it was all Ollie had thought about. Going to the picturesque Cornish town where Melissa's grandad lived, with its curved harbour, cobbled streets and lush green countryside, and breathtaking views over the rugged coastline. It was a world away from the city streets she was used to. Right now, she couldn't imagine doing anything else with the money. The accident had been a scene stolen straight from one of those awful predatory injury claim adverts. She'd been hurrying along a damp pavement, takeaway coffee in hand, used to the bustle of London mornings, everyone in their own bubble, focused laser-like on their destinations. The office block ahead had been covered in scaffolding for weeks, adding a temporary tunnel to her journey. No big deal. She had barely registered the shout, had thought, at the second of impact, that someone had slammed into her from behind. But then she'd found herself sprawled on her back on the pavement, pain radiating out from her shoulder, its intensity quickly consuming her consciousness, while concerned faces loomed over her. A piece of metal had fallen from one floor up, had landed on her shoulder and fractured it. She had tried her hardest not to think about what would have happened if it had hit her head. The long recovery had meant months away from her job at Grady Books, and since then she hadn't managed...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?